Farm Network.
The cooler temperatures this spring has AgriGold agronomist Nick Frederiking worried about below-ground pests.
We're a little bit deceived at the beginning of April, comparatively to the past few years. Notably last year, we were so wet and drawn out, we didn't get to plant much in April. It's always exciting when you get that opportunity, and this year we had that opportunity. About the second week of April, things were warm, things were working very well in the field, and you know, a good chunk of acres went into the ground. But the forecast beyond that week, it got pretty chilly, got cold, a little bit wet in some areas, and that leads to slow seedling emergence. And so ultimately, when we have slow seedling emergence in the early part of our planting season, we have to recognize that there are some associated risks.
Frederiking says insecticide use has the potential to wear off before plants are ready to defend themselves.
First one, the pest pressure. So things like wireworm, white grub, seed corn maggot, and early emerged corn is probably subject to some black cutworm pressure. How do we protect against them? Well, most often when farmers buy their seeds and they're going out to plant this stuff, they have a pretty good quality seed treatment on these seeds, which is supposed to protect us from early season disease, and most of them have a pretty good insecticide package as well.
You're listening.